Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, high noon in the District of Columbia, 6 p.m. in Madrid, Spain.
Yeah.
Me and B coming to you live from Madrid. You're listening on 106.7 The Fan or the iHeart app.
Sometimes we may look dead.
You're watching just on saying. Monumental Sports Network. You're checking us out on the stream on YouTube. And listen, man, Washington's got problems. We just ran through a big, long list of them. But they got more problems further north on 95. The Meadowlands are not rocking right now. Helping us make sense of everything that's going on with the New York Giants. Dan Duggan covers the Giants for The Athletic. You can give him a follow at dduggan, D-U-G-G-A-N, 21, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Dan, thanks for making time for us, dude. You must be busy.
Yeah, no, for sure. I'm actually on my way to the Meadowlands right now. Mike Kafka will have his first news conference as the interim head coach. And kind of shocking for a PR front, this is the first time we're going to actually hear from anybody from the organization beyond the statement they released 48 hours ago. So I'll be interested to see what he has to say. But we haven't been able to hear from the decision makers to pull the trigger on this move. So that's a little disappointing. But we'll see what we can dig up today as I head over there.
That is chicken bleep from Joe Shane. seriously.
Because he's worrying about himself.
He probably doesn't want to have to answer questions.
Did you think it would happen at that point, or this soon, or did you think he'll get through the season?
I thought all along he'd get through the season. I don't think in-season firings really accomplish anything, and you'll hear stuff like, oh, we'll get them a head start on the coaching search. I mean, 98% of the guys you want to talk to are working for teams right now. So, okay, you can talk to Antonio Pierce and John Gruden. Like, there's no real desirable candidates that are unemployed and available to talk to right now. So I didn't think they would do it just for that reason. I think it's kind of unproductive. But it did reach a point where I think they just needed to do something. Because obviously the losses have been mounting, the fourth quarter collapses, and I think the Jackson Dart injury was kind of just like the cherry on top, where it's like it just became untenable. Again, so I don't think this really accomplishes anything, but walking out of, you know, Dable's press conference after the game on Sunday, like, I better touch up that pre-write on his firing, because I think we might be publishing this sooner than later, and obviously that came to fruition.
You were proven correct. So Dable's out, Dart is hurt. But it seems like there's a lot of weird stuff with the Dart concussion thing. We all know what happened the last time he was in the blue tent when Dable went running in there. This time, is Dart – forgive me for not knowing this if it's already been announced, because I'm in Spain and I haven't slept in 2 days. But what has Dart been ruled out this week?
He hasn't been ruled out, but there was, you know, the flurry report this morning that Jameis Winston has been upgraded to the number two quarterback, and I don't think that information is getting out if it's because he's going to be the backup on Sunday. I think it's the expectation he'll obviously be QB2 on the depth chart, but obviously QB1 when Dart doesn't play. Concussion, so we don't know anything concrete yet, but if, you know, I would assume he's probably not going to be ready this week. You mentioned that this is, since he played, you know, as a rookie, obviously he made seven starts, a couple preseason appearances. This is the fourth time he's been evaluated for concussion. Now, the first three times he was cleared. But, I mean, it's kind of like I think they need to exercise some caution here. He's obviously taken a beating. If he's been sent to that tent four times and obviously been diagnosed this one time. So, not surprised that I think, you know, we'll see how he comes through the protocol. But I think just, you know, erring on the side of caution makes sense. And then in that instance, at least we get to see Jameis, which will be fun. It'll be different. I don't know if it'll be any better, but it'll be a lot more exciting than watch Russell Wilson, you know, look like a punch drunk boxer out there.
Dan, is week 10 going into week 11. Four times he's been looked at for a concussion.
Yeah, once in the preseason and then twice, I think it was the Chargers, his first start, then that Eagles game, which obviously JP referenced, and then again on Sunday.
The last game.
Yeah, so he's been a frequent visitor there.
But if the NFL talks about how much they care about safety of players, he probably shouldn't be playing no more this year.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he's only been diagnosed once. I think the scene on Sunday was, like, ugly. As much as the Dable scene was ugly of him almost, like, trying to get him out of it, the fact that he didn't get put directly into the tent on Sunday was hard to understand. You know, you're watching the game live. You don't see every replay. When you watch it back, and this is what the concussion spotters have the ability to do, the trainers on the sideline have the ability to do, he looked like he might have been knocked out for a second or two because he fumbles the ball. It's lying right next to him, and he didn't even move to recover it.
Wow.
And then he was slow to get up. He's kind of, you know, putting his hands on his head, and you're like, is he frustrated or, you know, upset about the fumble? But it definitely was some of the telltale signs of concussion. So it's just bizarre. You know, the Bears get the ball back, and then the Giants go back on the field. He runs two plays. Then it's the third quarter break going into the fourth, and that's when he's finally removed and obviously, you know, didn't pass the test. So I don't know. I still haven't gotten all the details on how we got to that stage. And, of course, like the Dable news kind of drowns it, but there's still some investigating to go on. How did he get back in that game, and you know, who missed what to not pull him when it was pretty clear when you saw the replays that he was in bad shape?
Has Joe Shane got past this, or is he on the hot seat as well?
Yeah, it's a good question because obviously he was spared. You know, there wasn't a – and the ownership put out a statement just saying he'll remain as the GM and he'll lead the head coaching search. So first blush reaction, I was like, okay, he's good. They're obviously rolling forward with him. You know, the statement included a comment from John Mara that he likes the young nucleus that, you know, Joe Shane has, you know, brought into the building. But you kind of start doing some semantics there. Like, all right, they didn't fire him. He's going to lead the search. It doesn't mean he's going to finish the search. We've seen situations over the past where a GM might survive, and then you have, like, a Trent Baalke situation where, you know, no one wanted that job. So, you know, actually, you're out of here. Or there's still seven games. There's still, like, almost a half a season to go, which to me is a daunting to consider. I mean, if they go 0-7 and it's just a, you know, complete catastrophe on the field and it looks like, you know, a clown show operation, they certainly have the right to reconsider. Because obviously, if you make this decision to make Dable walk the plank, you're blaming all of the results, all of the failures on him. So not that you're expecting Mike Kafka to come in here and lead them to a 5-2 finish or anything. But if it gets worse, then you're going to say, well, wait, maybe it isn't the coaching. Maybe it's, you know, the problems run deeper, which is the opinion I hold already. And maybe they reconsider when you get to the end of the season.
It's just remarkable. Talking with Dan Duggan, who covers the Giants for The Athletic here, when Dart got in there, it seemed like such a jolt, right? And then they had the collapse against Denver, and then they had the collapse, the one they just had that got Dable fired. Forgive me for not
Chicago,
Chicago. The Bears. Defensively, what are they doing late in these games?
Yeah, I mean, listen, there was two this year that were just squarely on the, you know, the defense at the end of the games where, you know, Dallas and Heineken foggy. There was about 29 seconds left, I want to say, when they scored to go up three, and they allowed the Cowboys to get into field goal range, and obviously Brandon Aubrey can, you know, hit it from the parking lot.
Yes,
by just playing a super soft defense, he hits the game tire, then they lose in overtime. And then the Denver game, I think that's when you want to say, like, when was Dable of, like, officially dead man walking. It was blowing that game because it wasn't even a shootout. They were winning 19-0 going into the fourth quarter and allowed 33 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was just a stunning collapse and pretty a similar situation where they score to go ahead late and then they allow a completion to get into field goal range and Denver goes down, kicks game-winning field goal. So a lot of it was there was just kind of soft coverage. The Chicago game, that's where I think it's not just coaching. I mean, there's the players too. I don't think the coaching was egregiously bad on defense in the second half and the fourth quarter of that game. Guys just didn't make plays. And if you see, I know you're in Spain and everything, you've seen the highlights. Like Caleb Williams is just running around back there and getting to the edge and no one can chase it down. And plays like that, I don't know, you know, what's the play call to tackle the quarterback when he's running with the ball. You know, I think some of that is on the kind of the Jimmys and Joes, not the X's and O's type of thing. So, again, that's why I don't think Shane should have been spared, because I think it's people are really trying to parse this and put themselves in a pretzel, trying to put it all on coaching. I just think the whole program, the whole operation is what's led to the position they're in right now. Dable and Shane came in together 4 years ago. It doesn't make any sense to me that they wouldn't go out 4 years later when you got the 31st worst record in the NFL over the past three seasons.
Yeah, they like you said, they lose a lot of games late. The defensive coordinator's okay?
Well, I mean,
that was
listen,
an
I think
underwhelming
was a,
hire when it was made.
I'm just saying.
Right. Well, and yeah, there's a lot of backstory there. You know, obviously the Wink Martindale thing blew up, and it was definitely a box search there to try to find her a place, and they kind of settled on Shane Bowen. And then I think the time to fire him would have been after that Denver game, you know, again, because you could very squarely point the finger at him. And I think there's a lot of politics involved in that. If you're Dable, do you want to kind of get rid of your scapegoat and think like, well, if he's gone, then I'm on the chopping block? Obviously, it didn't matter. But maybe the people above him said, no, listen, you know, you brought this guy in, you got to like sink or swim with him. And so now I think that obviously you could have just swept him out with Dable, but now you have Kafka, who's an offensive guy. He's got a ton on his plate. You know, he's got to go from being an offensive coordinator who at times in the past didn't even call plays. I mean, he has been calling plays this year, but there's going to be a first-time head coach calling plays, running the offense, trying to get a handle on the team, to then also run out the DC, which, you know, certainly he has not done a good job, but at least he has some control over that side of the ball. If you bring in, you know, promote somebody else, you're just kind of creating more holes. I mean, maybe if it continues in a week or two and he's got his feet under him, maybe they make a change. I think at this stage, you just kind of run it through. At least Shane Bowen has done that job, so you can kind of just focus on all the new tasks that are on Kafka's desk right now.
Last thing from me, Dan. I know you got a boogie. How are the Giants fans handling everything right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's I think a lot of fans were, you know, happy. Like they were done with Dable, but I think there's probably been just as much outrage that Shane survived. So I think that there's still a level of, you know, discontent, which you'd expect. I mean, they're 2-8 for the third straight season. Anytime you're going to talk about a head coaching search, there's going to be excitement because, you know, maybe the next guy will be the answer. But now this, you know, been through this, this will be the fifth head coach hired since Tom Coughlin's, you know, successful reign ended. And they just keep getting it wrong over and over and over. So it's a little hard to have confidence they're going to get it right this time. And again, when you do the half measure of keeping Shane, you know, how is that going to impact the candidate pool? How excited are you about, you know, getting new head coach in here? But the guy who, again, I think is 50% responsible, and they're in, is still calling the shot. So I think the fan base is not in a great place. I mean, they have the Packers coming in here on Sunday. I assume we'll be hearing a lot of go Pack go chants, and a lot of green and yellow will be kind of dominating MetLife Stadium. And I think it's just fans are just pretty disillusioned at this point, I would say.
Dan, thank you for the time.
Appreciate you, Dan.
Maybe in December we check in on these Cliff Kingsbury rumors that have been reported.
Yeah.
Good luck with the presser today, man. That's a tough scene.
Enjoy your trip over there. It's a lot better than 40 degrees in New Jersey right now.
Thanks, yeah, it'll be 40 here tomorrow.
Thank you, man.
Bye-bye.
Dan Duggan does a great job covering the Giants. You can give him a follow at DDuggan21. I follow a bunch of Giants writers, and I have worked a number of terrible late December Washington versus New York games.
Yeah.
And damn if it doesn't seem like we're in for one. December 14th going up to the Meadowlands, B.
You probably will be.
Oh, God. And that stadium.
Let's hope something changed drastically.
That stadium for that game will be empty. And that stadium, I understand why, because they host so many different events that they've made it soulless. But it is the most soulless stadium in the NFL.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying worst, right? It's highly functional. And
they have good food.
Yeah, like the Giants do plenty right. But when you have a late December game up there and both the Burgundy and Gold and Big Blue are bad, God, those games are dreadful. I'll call my shot now. Get Kammerer on the line. I guarantee there will be some inclement weather, but it won't be snow. Freezing rain, sleet, just some terrible, just one more terrible layer on what will be an inevitably boring-ass game. Now, who knows? Maybe Washington will be riding a three-game win streak going into that game.
We will see.
That'd be great. You imagine if You imagine they were 6-7 going into that Giant game?
I would love it. Makes the game more interesting.
White Brian, maybe you could track this down. Do odds exist on the Commanders running the table, on them winning the last seven to get to 10-7? And conversely, do odds exist on them losing out, which would be abysmal, to fall 3-14? And if those odds exist, which do you think has a better chance of happening? Winning out, losing out?
Who are you asking, me, or are you asking White Brian?
I'm asking for him to try to find those numbers. Going to take a minute. I'm asking you.
The winning out has to be they're going to try to get you to just do your money. That's plus about
8,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Losing out, probably a significant.
It's probably a plus.
But 3,000.
It's probably less than that.
Maybe Bees can make those numbers for us. I think, dude, if you don't win this week and you fall to 3-8 and you're going to your bye week, maybe you get the juice of getting Jaden and Terry back. Maybe they have a conversation about not putting those guys back in. I don't think that would be the right course of action, but I can understand how you land there.
You want some level of positivity.
Right.
At some point on the way through to the end of this season.
But just looking down the stretch, Denver, Minnesota, at the Giants, Philly at home, Dallas at home on Christmas Day, Philly on the road. Like, you're not favored this week, and this is your best chance.
Yeah.
The Giants by then, if it is Jameis and you fired your coach, maybe that you're favored in that. Maybe that's a pick 'em. Philly at the end of the year, maybe they've clinched everything.
Yeah.
But Philly's roster's so
deep.
That's
only if this move with the defense stuff starts working.
If the defense continues on its current trajectory of being historically awful, you probably will lose out. Because, like, you can point to Minnesota and say, all right, J.J. McCarthy is a volatile young player. But you know who they got? Justin Jefferson.
Yeah.
You know what every top receiver has done to this Washington defense?
Cook.
Shred. I mean, there's that Giants game you circle, this Dolphins game you circle. I think Washington will have a good crowd. I don't know about home field advantage in this thing because I think this crowd will be 20% Commanders fans. I'll just be generous.
At this game here?
Yes, this game.
This game going to be a lot of people that just like football and wanted to go to Spain.
Totally. I think I'm going to be generous to Miami because I don't know who or what the travel situation is. I'm going to say 20% Washington, 20% Miami, 60% people just want to go to a football game and have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, I don't think you'll get a lot of negativity from this crowd.
I've had more people ask me about what parties or events I'm hosting than they are about the game.
Right.
So
we're hosting a party, podcast party, Friday night. Anybody that's going to – I'm going to get it right.
Anybody that comes, JP, buying them a beer.
I've said this wrong repeatedly, so I'm going to get it correct. O'Reilly's in Madrid, Friday night, 9 o'clock.
Green, white, the name of the sign?
It's O'Reilly's.
I know what I'm saying. It's green and white.
In the graphic tailgate Ted made, it looks kind of like – old-timey. No, not. I wouldn't call it colorful. I don't know. You tell me.
That don't look like a green and white.
It's like an Irish bar font,
it look like
but
the
it
little,
doesn't look green.
What's the little the thing with the Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
That's what it look like.
I think it's called Lucky Charms.
Yeah. That's what it look like.
Dude, the other day, my six-year-old was freaking out because she had to make her leprechaun trap. And I tried to explain to her, St. Patrick's Day is not till March, honey. You got plenty of time. She was very upset and needed to get it built.
You know, she likes to do stuff if she wants to do it.
Correct.
And you need to let her.
That little girl, correct. All right, me and B live from España.
Madrid,
man, it's a very cool city. A lot of, like, interesting art and installations all over the place. We're enjoying it. We're gutting through, no sleep. I'm on my second Diet Coke in an hour. B's had a Red Bull and a Coke. We're going to make it. We're going to make it.
We're going to make it.
We're going to run through the power rankings. Dog, I haven't looked. Over, under 26 for Washington.
Over.
Higher, you mean?
Yeah.
Damn.
26, I mean like 27, 28.
Damn.
I mean, I can see it because they were at 25, 26 last week.
We're going to check out the power rankings when we return. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, every week we go through the NFL Power Rankings presented by Eric Edholm, NFL.com. We try to be consistent in where we look for our Power Rankings as our conversation topic. Eric is a dude I know. He does a good job. He's not a hot taker. Tries to keep it pretty reasonable. I haven't looked yet. Brian, who's the best team in football?
Number one team. They're going to go with the Eagles.
Who are you going with? Who's the top of the B-Mitch Power Rankings?
We'll go Eagles, and then I'm going Rams, and then Chiefs.
So what's interesting is the Rams lost to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Now, that was a while ago, but they did lose to them.
Yeah.
And they didn't cover. That was a backbreaking cover.
But I say Eagles, Rams, Chiefs.
You say Eagles, Rams, Chiefs.
Yeah.
They say Seattle, Rams, Colts.
The Colts still holding on, huh?
They just won in Berlin. Jonathan Taylor ripped a long one in overtime.
Yeah, they lost to the Steelers handily, though.
They did. 8-2.
Yeah.
On their bye week.
They're looking good.
I can't wait to bet against them in the playoffs. I cannot wait. I look forward to that. Although Danny Dimes has won a playoff game. You still seem skeptical somewhat of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah. I still feel skeptical because I think that my guy has not passed the point he passed last year yet. Well, not my guy, but Daniel.
Darnold.
Darnold.
There's not enough Red Bull in the planet.
Yeah. Darnold, the way he looked in those last two games was so bad that I think when it gets closer, he's going to have to face that again.
He's been Landfill, are you prepared to drop your Sam Darnold sword? Are you prepared to call him a good quarterback?
Nope.
You and me are together on that one. He's been really good, and Jaxon Smith-Njigba is a dog. Darnold, man, he's been really good. If you look at the numbers, I've been really good. Mm-hmm. Seattle's a tough place to go play. Them being top of the league, though, they do seem like they're hitting the gas at the right time. They beat the hell out of the Cardinals last week. They've got the Rams number two. I want to read this because what the Rams do have, and you can say this about Philly as well, you can certainly say it about KC, there's not a lot of teams in the NFL that have a Super Bowl winning coach and a Super Bowl winning quarterback. The Rams are one of them.
Yeah.
Rams, Chiefs, Eagles. Am I forgetting anybody? Mm-hmm. I think those are the only three.
Rams, Chiefs, Eagles, yep.
Right? Because, like, no. Yeah, I said the Eagles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Reading now from NFL.com, Matthew Stafford is building a legitimate case for MVP, and the Rams have helped boost his campaign with a new wrinkle, more tight ends. Their 13 personnel package, something Sean McVay barely used for most of his career, is all the rage now in L.A. The Rams have been rolling teams with this personnel grouping, stressing defenses to match their size and flexibility. It sounds like Devontae Adams' late injury against the 49ers isn't too concerning, so that was another win within a win. Yes, the 49ers are beat to heck, but they'd already beaten the Rams in early October, so this was one McVay wanted badly. Mm-hmm. His team played about as clean as a game as he could have hoped for. Zero penalties, zero turnovers, and zero missed kicks. That's a clean sheet, B.
Yes, it is.
Stafford looks great. And I know Puka's missed some time, but having Puka and Adams and Kyren Williams and Blake Corum, kind of local boy, like, and then they finally realized they got too old and finally started really nailing the draft. They will knock your block off on the D-line. That kid, Verse, will knock your block off. They hit a bunch of draft picks. The Rams are legit, dude. I'll read about the Colts. It was another stiff test for the Colts, who have fallen slightly back to earth following the Steelers' loss and the nail-biter win in Berlin. They racked up yards in both, but also left points on the board thanks to mental mistakes, pass protection breakdowns, penalties, and turnovers. Still, they found a way to beat Atlanta with Jonathan Taylor once again forcing people to consider a non-quarterback for MVP. The league's leading rusher has been nothing short of tremendous. The defense is tough to judge fairly now, with trade acquisitions Sauce Gardner still settling in and DeForest Buckner having just hit IR. But the entire operation needs to be cleaner prior to the big showdown against the Chiefs in Week 11. 12. If Indy can beat KC,
yeah,
that's a got to take these dudes seriously kind of way.
Yeah, if they do something like that, then I will. But when I got ready to take them serious, the Steelers just handled them, manhandled them.
Where are you at on the Eagles? They've got them ranked fourth.
I said they were first. But I can understand why people put them fourth. But you don't have to beat a team by 20, 30. You just got to have 1 point more than they do. And I remember, I recall very vividly when Green Bay came out the first 2 weeks, everybody crowned their asses.
You want to crown them, then crown
and
their ass.
And they scored 3 points, sorry, 7 points, what it is, against the Eagles? Seven? So, I don't know.
Philly versus Detroit this Sunday.
That game will say a lot.
That game's going to say a lot because, being real, I'm not sure how much of a test Detroit got last week.
Yeah.
Like, they could do anything they wanted offensively.
They'll get tested this week.
It's not going to be like that against Philly.
I mean, and then if their offensive line is still injured a little bit, the Eagles' defensive line will test them.
Where are you on the Patriots, dude?
Yeah, they're coming. They're up and coming.
They're 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
Drake May's been really good. Travion Henderson's coming on. They're playing good defense.
Travion Henderson,
Vrabel's
showed,
smart.
He showed early in the preseason what he was about.
Remember that first kick?
Oh,
just
my Lord.
House call. You can't knock. I mean, Drake May has done it again and again and again now. New England is not a Super Bowl team to me, but they're a tough out because they're gonna play well and be well coached, play smart. Chiefs at 7. Chiefs are 5-4 coming off a bye week. Their last game was kind of a ugly game against Buffalo in Buffalo.
You can easily see them go 6-4. Andy Reid after a bye is special.
He is.
So,
looking
hell, not to Andy Pat Mahomes after a bye.
Looking quickly at the AFC playoff picture, do we really not have that right now? What the heck?
Should.
Yeah. That's silly. All right, I'll have to do it manually. Looking at the AFC playoff picture, right now the Pats would win the East, the Steelers would still win the North, the Colts would win the South, and Denver would win the West. I think if the playoffs started today, the Bills are 6-3, the Chargers are 7-3, and the Chiefs would be the 7 seed.
Mm.
And it would be a tiebreaker, but the Chiefs would either be going to play Indy or New England.
Mm.
I almost wonder if the Chiefs would be favored.
More than likely.
That's crazy. Keeping it moving further down. KC, Denver's pretty good, but they win ugly. For them to really matter, they got to cut it out with the penalties, and they've got to just play complete games. Yeah. They just don't.
Yeah, they play one quarter a game. They only play horrible in the first three, and then they are just out of this world in the fourth. But they're going to run up against a team that's going to put too much on them in the first three. They won't be able to catch up.
What do you make of the Bills coming off that loss to Miami?
I think they just overlooked them.
And they're coming off the huge win against KC.
They play Miami twice a year, don't they?
Yep.
And I think they looked at the Miami like, oh, that's not, we don't care about them. They got so up for KC, and they just looked past Miami. And that team is loaded with talent, loaded with speed. They come in and play you. In a very good game, they can have you down rather quickly. And then all of a sudden, you got all that stress on you and you can't catch up.
Rounding out the top 10, the Tampa Bay Bucks. They got to get healthy to get a real assessment of what that is.
Yeah, they have a lot of injuries. And I think at this point now, Baker is getting into the point of thinking he got to put it all on his shoulders. That's when he starts
to make
mistakes.
Abuka helps. Abuka's a baller. Looking at the NFC playoff picture, now this would come down to tiebreakers, and I'm not in week 10, it's not worth trying to invest time in that. The Rams, the Seahawks, and the Eagles all have a 7-2 record. Philly has a head-to-head win over the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
So right now you'd have Philly win the East, and that's not close. Detroit is ahead of the Bears at 6-3, but both Detroit and Chicago are 6-3. The Bucks are 6-3. Maybe Carolina nips at their toes in that. I kind of doubt it, but we'll got to wait and see. Then you've got Seahawks and Rams at 7-2, Niners at 6-4. So the NFC playoff picture, so Philly wins the East, let's just say Detroit wins the North, Tampa wins the South, Seattle wins the West. Then you definitely have the Rams getting in at 7-2. The Niners would be on the outside. No, the Niners would be in. The Niners would be the 7 seed right now with the Bears as your 6 seed. A lot of football left. That would have Green Bay out because of that tie. That tie, once everybody's bye weeks worked or kind of flushed the system, that tie might end up saving them.
It might help them, and it might hurt them.
You know what definitely helps? Working with our friend Paul Henry. You've heard me and B talk for years about what working with Paul Henry has done for our families and our homes. At my house, new windows, new doors. I know it's cold as hell at home. Yep, there's no draft in my house because we got new windows and new doors from Paul Henry. They have tremendously changed our home for the better. Working with Paul and his family at Paul Henry's Window Installation, they take care of you like your family. Call them in November and you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door at Paul Henry's Window Installation.
Yep, they came to my house. They did every window in my house. They did the windows in my detached garage. So I felt so comfortable with them, I called them back to do the doors. They did the doors. I was impressed with that. I had a pergola that I needed fixed. Paul came in, did that, and it looks way better than it did before. You want to get some windows and doors right now, reach out to Paul, and you'll get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $500 off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Well, then the Saints. Tyler Shook apparently made some plays. They won. I mean, we could talk about Buffalo having the letdown against Miami. For Carolina to go to Green Bay and win and then barf on their shoes against New Orleans at home.
That's why they won. And they were so happy. They were still celebrating 100%, when they went to New Orleans.
100%.
It's went down there, league. Tried to get some gumbo and have a boudin.
No, it was in Charlotte. They lost. Carolina lost at home.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Still, they were just overly happy.
The Browns at 30. You know, maybe you're trying to develop somebody or see what you got, but you know what might have served Cleveland well?
What?
Keeping Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
He's given Cincy a chance. Yeah, and with that defense they have in Cleveland.
When somebody wants Joe and going to give you something for him, you got to take that. They need that.
Cleveland is the messiest organization in the NFL.
Yeah, they still needed draft picks. I mean, they draft two quarterbacks in the same round. And then they act like this one is no good, but they won't let him go.
29, New York Jets.
Okay.
Fair. But no argument. Raiders.
I can see that.
They're terrible. And I think they've now hit the stretch where they might be kind of cover machines. I think they're going to cover some big numbers because they're going to get a lot of points in divisional games against the Chargers, Chiefs, and the Broncos. We just saw it last Thursday. And I think Pete Carroll will have them fighting kind of to the end.
Yeah.
That's a bad football team, dude.
That they are.
27. New York Football Giants. Blew a double-digit lead on the road for the fourth time this season. And Dart has been checked for concussions four times.
Four times.
The one thing you and I said is he has got to be smarter.
Yeah.
Like, he tries to run QB power and lower his shoulder.
Nah, he don't lower his shoulder. He leads with his head.
Something you're taught not to do.
That's a major problem.
At a very young age.
Yeah, yeah.
At a very young age, taught not to do that. All right, B. I think this is unfortunately fair. Washington Commanders at 26.
Weren't they right there last week?
I think they were 25 last week.
Yeah, so.
I read now from NFL.com, this feels pretty close to rock bottom after last season. Commanders dropped their fifth straight and their fourth straight decided by 20-plus points. Allowed 44 points for the second time in four games and lost defensive tackle Daron Payne to an ejection and subsequent suspension for the Week 11 game in Madrid. Oh, and Jaden Daniels is still hurt, even if his elbow injury is not as bad as initially feared. There could be some offensive improvement if Daniels and some of the wide receivers return to the lineup, but there can't be any realistic hopes for major upgrades on defense. That unit has regressed to the point that it is among the worst handful of defenses in the league right now. And stopping the Dolphins next Sunday might be a real chore.
Yeah, Devin Achane is definitely a problem.
Waddle
can run, but like A-Chain can really, really fly, though.
Really,
and I mean, if he gets the edge, it's over. So I listen. They're fighting an uphill battle, but they got to find a way to come together and believe in themselves and go out there. Don't make mistakes, man. This team helps other teams too much.
Good news for Washington. This week they get to face the number 24th team in the power ranks, Miami. A little preview of Washington's opponent. It's been a dizzying run over the past month plus. Watching the Dolphins drop heartbreakers, get blown out twice, and also earn two runaway victories against seemingly respected opponents. Like last season, there's a path for Miami to finish relatively strong and push for a 500 record. But will that be enough to convince Stephen Ross that Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa both should be back next season? That feels very unclear at the moment, even in the afterglow of a dominant performance against the Bills. It's hard to know what we'll get week to week with this club, but it is nice to know that the Finns are still capable of turning in a heater every now and then.
Yeah, they got to follow up. If those two guys want to be back, they're going to have to follow up. They went with another one.
What do we know? Have they kind of soft benched Kyler in Arizona?
Yeah. Listen, when you saw him play that night against Dallas, and you watch, and you kept listening to the broadcasters talk about how much confidence the coach has in him and the players have in him, you kind of felt that Kyler was in trouble at that point.
Yeah, you're right. Because you know what that coach needs to do? Win now or gets fired.
Yeah, yeah.
And Kyler's not giving you that chance, and Jake is. Our guy Mitch Tischler is going to join us in the Radio Marca studios here in Madrid. That's assuming he can find this place, because it ain't easy. Now, we gave him very detailed information that we did not have.
Just got to go through the gate and go to the back. The lady will tell him where to go.
The lady will tell him. It'll be very, very fast-paced Spanish, but she'll tell him. Yeah. She told us something.
There you go.
Is he really?
No, I'm joking.
That was good. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley. 1 hour left.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.